Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has been ousted by the military following months of protests. Al-Bashir, who is 75 years old, ruled the country for 30 years. He is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Sudan's defense minister appeared on television Thursday to speak to the country. He said, "Military leaders will create a group to run the government for the next 2 years." He added that al-Bashir has been arrested and is in a safe place. Following al-Bashir's ouster, tens of thousands of people filled the streets of the capital city of Khartoum. They danced and shouted to celebrate. A woman named Fatima was outside with her children. She told VOA, "The protesters are not rats, as the government has called them. They are lions," she said. Some Sudanese have been protesting against al-Bashir's government since December. They accused his government of failing to deal with the economy. In recent months, Sudan has seen shortages of fuel and sharp increases on food prices. Pressure increased this week as protesters held a sit-in outside army headquarters in Khartoum. On Tuesday, soldiers protected the crowd from riot police. The move was a sign that the army did not support al-Bashir. Protesters have called for a civilian government. They say they will not accept leaders from the military, security forces, or al-Bashir's government. Sudan expert Eric Reeves of Harvard University spoke to VOA about the situation. He said that the future remains very unclear at this moment. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.